Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply make my day. Make my day. I can remember this movie back in the 70s when Clint Eastwood made a phrase very popular that said, go ahead, make my day. And then I also can recall how there can be little things that we do that other people can say, you made my day when you did that, or you made my day when you said that. It helps us to understand that everyone wakes up in the morning looking for their day to be made. And oftentimes they're not looking to make it internally, they're looking for it to be made externally. You can even hear people who say they had a bad day, a bad hair day. This is not their day, and they just wish this day would be over so they can get to a new day. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everyone you know is seeking that coveted component of please make my day. Well, in business, everyone wants their day to be made as well. From your team members to your customers and clients to the prospects you're dealing with, everybody wants their day to be made, and everyone remembers the person who made their day. I assure you, my friends and neighbors, if you become a master or discover the art of making days, you can do a great job in business as well as in life. Let's outline the four key components of how do you make the day for your team members, those who are expecting guidance and leadership from you, or how do you make the day for your clients. Let's talk about the four key components in our MAKE acronym. That M says that first, we can only make days through mastery. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the incompetent have never made anybody's day. It's only the master that makes somebody's day. What are you great at doing? I didn't say good at doing. I mean great at doing. The mastery is simply the art of being phenomenal at something in business. It may be follow-up, sales, prospecting, appointment setting, time management, team building. You should be able to point to something to say, I'm a master at this. Now, I may not be a master at a lot of other things, but I am a master at this. Well, why is mastery so important? Because only the master can teach somebody else. Remember, the incompetent never made anybody's day. Have you ever been lost and asked for directions and asked someone, hey, do you know your way around town? And they immediately say, yeah, I know all about this town. Well, listen, I'm trying to get to this area. Do you know how to get there? And they pause for a minute and then they look to the left and right and they start looking up in the air, and you know they don't know where they're going, and they try to give you directions when you know they don't know how to get there themselves, and they try to tell you and all this other kind of stuff. That's the same thing as it relates to in business. People may not know how to get to where they want to go, but they'll automatically know if you can get them there. Let me say it one more time, just for emphasis for all of my friends across the country. The people that you're leading, they may not know how to get to their destination, but they can identify very quickly if you've got the mastery to help them get there. And that's what's going to cause people to draw themselves to you or to flee from you. See, the master is consistently effective, is systematically superior, and automatically appreciated. Only masters have pupils, and good pupils follow the pattern of good masters. See, that's the true art of replication. People oftentimes say, yes, if we could just replicate this person or replicate that person. Only the master can replicate and teach replication. An incompetent person can't teach you how to get from point A to point B. They cannot teach you how to do something they have not only learned, but mastered. That A in our MAKE acronym reminds us that we must of the importance of appearance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance of appearance. The ugly has never made anybody's day. Now, when I say ugly, I don't mean from a physical appearance standpoint. I mean on the inside, because appearance begins on the inside. Now, let me also put a pin right here. And I have to say that your inner appearance, your inner feeling about the day that you're having and your excitement, your enthusiasm, enthusiasm, it's going to rub off on others. Now, don't allow that to replace the fact that we still need to look good externally. The clothes we wear, our hair, makeup for the ladies, and grooming for the guys, that does a great job at attracting people to you. Do you recognize that how you look can make somebody's day? Remember the last time you got a compliment on your outfit, on your shoes, on your hair, on your purse, on your suit for the guys, or whatever it might be, appearance makes other people's days, because most people don't take the time to look good, as good as they can on the outside, but most importantly, my friends and neighbors, they don't take the time to look good on the inside. Remember that old commercial? It was a deodorant commercial that said, never let them see you sweat. The same token, my friends, we should never let anyone see us sweat. There is always a smile on our face. We're always calm and relaxed. We're always cool and confident. I enjoy watching sports from time to time, and every time there's a bad play, the camera always cuts over to the coach. And it depends on what kind of coach you have. Sometimes that coach is jumping up and down and he's upset and he's yelling profanities and all types of things. But then you got the other kind of coach who knows that bad plays might happen in the course of a full game. But that coach is cool. He's calm. He's not yelling profanities at his players. He's relaxed and he looks the same no matter what. That coach says he's never going to let them see him sweat. My friends and neighbors, don't let them know that you haven't hit your numbers this month. Don't let them know that you haven't achieved the goals that you've set just yet. Don't let them see you sweat. Always maintain that cool and confident aura about you so that everywhere you go, you always win. Looking good at all times. You're always on the red carpet. You're the one who's supposed to be smiling and happy and all the time looking your best. That K in our MAKE acronym simply reminds us of the importance of knowledge. The ignorant never made anybody's day. Yes, my friends and neighbors, as hard as it is to buckle down and read, we have to make a commitment to do that, because when we don't commit to true knowledge, we're subject to hearsay and rumors and gossip and complaining. We'll easily take someone's opinion if we think that person is credible, rather than just reading on how to do it for ourselves. Think about how often we get in a car, brand new car, and never read the owner's manual. Buy a brand new television set and never read the owner's manual. Many times people are just adverse and they don't want to commit to knowledge. My friends, let's not fall into that category, because remember that old commercial that says a mind is a terrible thing to waste? I can echo that, my friends. All we have to do in order to gain knowledge is a few things. Remember, knowledge is all about information. It's us being committed to gathering it, analyzing it, memorizing it, implementing it, and disseminating it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all grow if we are committed to making sure that we have some knowledge. Know what you're doing and what you're selling and what you're offering. Know the company, know the industry, know the background. Learn yourself, become the student before you work to become the teacher. Yes, my friends, we can all do that. And last but certainly not least, I didn't think I was going to finish this lesson today, but we may as well. Energy is the E, because the lazy never made anybody's day. It's the one who's full of energy that attracts everyone. You know, we all love seeing that hummingbird in the field that looks like its wings are moving so fast we could hardly see them, but the hummingbird's under complete control. We never see the hummingbird on the ground stopping to eat. We always see the hummingbird in the air, and that's how we should be seen, my friends and neighbors. If you've got to change your diet to maintain your energy level, change your diet, but you should always be upbeat and enthusiastic. Don't be the person nodding off in the middle of a meeting or sitting down and you can't even keep your eyes open. No, we've got to have the energy to make it through the course of our day. My friends, it's our responsibility to make somebody's day, and I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I challenge you to get soft skills certified with Success Training Institute. It will change your life and grow your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.